GOP Rep. Desjarlais, Kamala totally controlled by the deep state, Trump scares them. By Jeff Poor on October 14, 2024. During an interview with Chattanooga, Tennessee's Talk Radio 102.3, Rep. Scott Desjarlais, RTN, argued why he saw former President Donald Trump, the Republican nominee for president, on the rise while his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, struggles to gain momentum. According to the Tennessee Republican congressman, Harris is seen as someone who the so-called deep state controls, while Trump is not a member of the good old boy club. Kamala Harris is who she is, he said. She has a record. And, I mean, I'm not a big Kamala Harris fan, but you're right. It's like, who can do a good job leading the country? A lot of people don't like Donald Trump. He doesn't have a filter. The difference between the two is Kamala Harris will be totally controlled by the deep state. People fear her liberal left-leaning as they probably should. But, they will tell her what to do, and she will do it. They told Biden what to do, and he did it. The reason that Trump scares them is Trump doesn't belong to that good old boy club, Desjarlais continued. Trump is Trump for better or worse. People love him for certain things. They hate him for certain things, but they know what life was like under President Trump. They know Putin and Zion, a little rocket man, Kim Jong-un, and Iran. They feared him. They respected him. We don't have that under this current administration. And as you said, personalities aside, who is best positioned to lead this country and not be led by the deep state or the media or whoever's running the show right now? If we pull back the curtain to try to find out, you know, who's pulling Biden's strings. If he's, you know, I don't even know what he is or why he's still president. It's a hell of a tougher job to be president of the United States than it is to run a political campaign, he added. He wasn't competent to do a political campaign, so they yank him, put in Harris, prop her up. Don't ask her tough questions. Let her flip-flop on all of her social issues that she, you know, on record for the last decade saying, and now she just changes to what people want to hear, and none of the media questions it. And we don't even get into the vice president. Even though I would say this, if you have not watched the interview with Dana Bash on CNN with J.D. Vance that was on a couple of days ago about the cats and dogs things and the Haitians taking over the town in Ohio, you need to spend 5 minutes and listen to that if you had doubts about this guy's ability to handle himself in a tough interview. She's a seasoned journalist, and it's just entertaining as I'll get out to watch him dismantle her. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.